Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Sunday, November 3rd, 2019. Today, we're going to read the passage from the lectionary about Zacchaeus, Luke chapter 19, verse 1 through 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." We've been talking a lot about this great reversal that Luke is describing in his gospel. Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector, is a prime example of that reversal. Here's a man who has spent his life working to secure wealth and to be on the side of the powerful. Zacchaeus has sold his soul, in a sense, to the Roman government to be their henchman who would collect their taxes. On top of that, he's taken extra for himself. He's taken food from his fellow Israelites' mouths in order to make himself wealthy. He is dishonest and an unjust man, who is a representative of the worst kind of sinner, and I put that word sinner in quotation marks. And yet Jesus chooses to eat at this man's house. It probably about knocked Zacchaeus out of that tree when he heard Jesus was wanting to eat dinner at his house. The religious leaders he knew wouldn't have anything to do with someone like him. So Jesus inviting himself over was shocking to Zacchaeus. But more than shocking to Zacchaeus, it was shocking to those standing around. They can't believe that a holy man like Jesus would go eat. In Jesus' day, eating was an intimate act. That Jesus would go eat with someone like Zacchaeus. They rolled their eyes and shook their heads in disgust that Jesus would do such a thing and be with such a person. But something happened at that dinner. Zacchaeus encountered the grace of God. How do we know that? Because the story doesn't come right out and say it. Well, we know it because of what comes next. Transformation. Zacchaeus gives half his money away to the poor and repays four times what he took. His money no longer had the value that it had once had on him. Christ had taken that place of ultimate value. Jesus says that salvation had come to Zacchaeus' house on that day and that now he is a child of Abraham. We talked yesterday about what it means to be a child of Abraham. It means to have faith in God, to trust. Zacchaeus' trust has been firmly placed in God and not his money or status. He has been saved from the accumulation of more. Zacchaeus found something that money couldn't buy. Jesus' response to those who are grumbling about who Jesus is spending his time with, this sinner, is that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. So where do we find ourselves in this story today? Are we like Zacchaeus trying to get a glimpse at Jesus, only to be surprised that Jesus was looking for us the whole time? Do we find ourselves ashamed by our past and in bondage to sin, only to realize that Jesus is seeking us, and he's seeking us out to give us great mercy and a new lease on life today? Or are we like those who are cutting our eyes at others who seem to be too lost for redemption? Have we forgotten that God's grace has no limits and that we all have been the man in the tree at some point? How do we know where we stand in the story? Well, maybe by simply looking at how our life is being transformed. Our belief will lead to action. For Zacchaeus, it was to give half of his possessions to the poor and pay back everyone he had wronged four times over. Are we seeing transformation in our lives? If not, are there areas in which we need to exercise our faith in God? Remember that faith is what makes us children of Abraham. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and for the next week, I'm running this little blurb to see if anyone who listens to this podcast would be willing to fill out a survey for me. Five simple questions, and this will help me to make morning meditations better for the future. And so if you'd be willing to do so, would you email me at pastor.nate.cook@gmail.com. Thank you. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day. Thank you.